All right. Yes. So I told you it's going to be a little bit different, and this is part of it. So my friends here, they represent some different ministries that have been doing some incredible things throughout the summer, and I'm going to go ahead and ask them a couple of questions and let them kind of speak for themselves. So the question that I have for you is... who you are, give us your name, and give us a quick kind of rundown of what your ministry and kind of what it does, and also how you experienced God this summer.
Good morning. My name is Rebecca Fields. I got to go to Camp Joy Belize this summer as a camp counselor. I had to step out of my comfort zone several times on this trip, and honestly, the whole trip was a little bit out of my comfort zone. So that led me to rely completely on God's strength and not my own. Being a special friend to a camper gave me a deeper hands-on understanding of Christ's unconditional love. I got to witness pure joy. I watched campers praise Jesus, pray, and worship without hesitation. God gave me the opportunity to leave behind my everyday distractions and focus entirely on spiritual growth and serving others. I experienced daily acts of selfless love, deep community, and shared joy with total strangers. That reminded me that I belong to a larger global and spiritual family that share my same hopes and struggles. God helped me turn my faith into action. So I got to live and love like Jesus.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We'll go ahead and go down the line.
Good morning. My name is Bobby. My answer to those questions really centers around two words, trust and obey. This summer, I was asked to be the logistics lead for the trip to Kenya. Our team from Crossroads was sent to come alongside and encourage the staff at Africa Hope, as well as to visit the Maasai families in rural Narok County, families that some of you in our congregation partner with through monthly prayer and financial support. I had gone on this trip in 2025 and was really looking forward to going again, but God had other plans. We learned that my daughter's pregnancy was high risk, and the timing of the trip could put me out of the country during her delivery. After praying and discerning what to do, I decided to maintain the logistical lead role, but not to travel to Kenya with the team. Through this, the Lord taught me to surrender and to trust Him to take care of us, my daughter, my son-in-law, my coming grandbaby, the team, Africa Hope, and the Maasai. In this, I came to know Jesus more deeply. Though I was not in Kenya with the team in person, I helped prepare them, gave financially towards their expenses, and prayed for them throughout their trip. I was blessed to stay in close touch during the trip, to see pictures, to hear stories, and to witness kingdom impact, much of which I'm still pondering. As a team, we experienced true unity in Christ. Jesus' prayer for us in John 17 has always touched me deeply. He was praying for you and for me, our unity. His prayer was personalized for me during this trip. Jesus empowered a group of mostly strangers to come together for kingdom impact and to be logistically led by a woman who wasn't even on the trip. Our team worked together in Jesus' name in many ways, things like providing resources for children to get an education, giving light sources to the rural Maasai families, visiting the school and seeing smiles on the kids' faces, worshiping with, praying with, and building friendships with individuals across cultures. But I know that the work and the stories that the team brought back were all possible through the unity we share in Christ. There is a hymn I remember from childhood that applies to my story about knowing Jesus more deeply this summer. It goes, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." We have to trust Him and obey. That's how we find joy in Christ. In addition to taking care of the Kenya trip, God also took care of my daughter and my grandson. She delivered her baby boy safely, and they are doing well. I praise God for leading and for continuing to teach me to trust and obey.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. And last but surely not least.
Hi, my name is Eden Warner, and this summer I've grown closer to God while serving for Camp Alive and the Youth Outreach Choir Camp. At Camp Alive, I was on the action team, so I did all the motions on stage for all the songs. And watching all of the kids worshiping on stage, it reminded me that no matter what age you are, you can still worship, and it doesn't change how much you love God. And also, I was a part of the Build It class, so I got to see specific kids grow throughout the week. I was also a part of the Youth Choir Outreach Camp. That camp consisted of grade 6th grade to 12th grade, so we were a pretty big choir. And we got separated into our own groups, and throughout the week, we got to get really close with our group, and we did Bible studies together, and we just really got to know each other and grow closer together. And through that, we used each other and leaned on each other to grow closer to God. When we went to the Evansville Rescue Mission, we got to serve dinner to all the residents there. And after we served all of them, we got to eat dinner with them. And it was just so touching hearing all their stories about how their life fell apart, and God led them to the Evansville Rescue Mission, and how they're still so close to God to this day. And knowing that even when people's life crumbles, that mine, like, I can always lean on God to get me through that. We also did worship, and in the camp, I had a solo, and throughout the week, it reminded me that it's not about getting praised for how good or bad I did. It was about worshiping God and showing other people how I worship. We also went to the Potter's Wheel, and we got to feed people, and there were games, there was food, and then we also got to sing. And through that, there would just be people walking on the streets or in their homes, and they would hear us, and they would be curious, and they would come out and come hear us. And through that, we could save many people just from them hearing our voices. And so just a little song can make an impact in the world.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rebecca, Bobby, and Eden, for sharing these stories, being vulnerable, and inviting us into what God is doing. You know, it is truly insightful and encouraging to hear how God is moving. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Good morning. It's great to have all of you together as one family today. My name is Jason McDowell, and I'm the family ministry lead here at Crossroads. We have a second panel, and on this, the conversation, it's going to shift just slightly. I think that last song was very fitting because we're going to hear some more stories, and these stories are going to be more in the vein of opportunities that these different individuals have had to make Jesus known, to be Jesus' hands and feet in different ways and in different communities over the course of their summer. And so I'm going to have, we have a student here, a high school senior named Tyler, and then we have a whole family, or part of a family represented, Stephen and his sons, Ezra and Calvin. And so we're going to hear from them. They'll introduce themselves, tell you a little bit about their ministry experience and the ways that they've been able to be Jesus' hands and feet through that over the summer. So we'll go ahead and start with Tyler.
Hey guys, my name is Tyler Spells, and so this summer I participated in 4 activities with Crossroads, with the first one being CIY, which, by the way, if you're in high school and you haven't been to CIY, go to CIY. It's a really life-changing week. So yeah, my week there was awesome, and the idea that was kind of reinforced was the fact that we are all called to kingdom work, and whether that's vocational or not, that's between you and the Lord, but we are all called to something, and God has something unique in store for all of us. And if you know a little bit about CIY, you know, at the end of the week, they give out a Kingdom Worker card. And if you take it, it's like a challenge that is supposed to help you deepen and grow your faith. The one I picked was to upload a social media post once a week with a verse or a devotional or a testimony talking about how God has worked in my life. And resulting from that was just a lot of like good conversations and interactions with people. I would be lying to you guys if I didn't say that that wasn't hard. It's been hard and very mundane at moments, but through that process, God has just drawn me closer to Him. And it's been really beautiful to see what He's been able to do through that. This summer, I also volunteered as a leader for kids in middle school camp. And so I was a small group leader for a middle school group of boys in the past, but being at camp is a completely different experience, and I wasn't really prepared for the like lack of sleep and just the amount of crazy things I would hear, but it's okay. I had a really awesome week hanging out with the kids and just being able to hear about life and their struggles and where God has worked in their lives from like a younger perspective that I'm not used to. That's been really cool. And that's the thing about kingdom work, is that kingdom work is definitely 100% like those conversations, like those gospel conversations, like that is kingdom work. But kingdom work can also look like playing water polo or eating snacks at the canteen with the campers. Like kingdom work can like take so many forms, and it's just so cool to see what the Lord can do through that. And then after that, I went on the Youth Pikeville mission trip. And so we did some manual labor there. We did construction and landscaping. And we also did some community outreach by working at a thrift store and a food bank. And seeing the joy in serving these people has been a huge blessing to me. But as the week progressed, I started to like really notice something about myself. I was really eager to like go on this trip and to like go out of my way to like a completely new place and serve. But sometimes I'm so hesitant to serve in my own community. And so through wrestling with that, I was just reminded that kingdom work doesn't have to start several miles away, but it starts here in our homes, in our church, in our schools. And so kind of a full circle back to kingdom work is that through all this, through all these experiences, I've really learned and experienced this summer that kingdom work doesn't always have to be like a huge, extravagant gesture, but sometimes it's the smallest and simplest things that where Jesus' name can be made known the loudest.
Thanks so much, Tyler.
Hi, my name is Ezra Tony, and I did all the same things as Tyler, so we were definitely with each other a lot this summer. But the one that I really wanted to talk about when answering this question was middle school camp. I went to middle school camp as a junior leader in the same room as Tyler, and it was just really cool getting to know a lot of these kids. Some of them I had known, some of them I hadn't. There are definitely lots of names to remember because we had a room with 30-plus kids. But yeah, it was just really cool getting to know them, hang out with them, have such an amazing week with them, but then also just growing in their faith with them, answering their questions, and being able to pour into them.
They both shared about experiences at middle school camp, and I had a front row seat to that. So I appreciate all the time that you poured into those guys, especially that week. So, all right, Calvin, share some experiences that impacted you over the summer.
Hi, my name is Calvin Tony, and this summer I was able to go on the Pikeville, Kentucky mission trip. When we went there, I was just able to make so many new relationships and just have a bunch of fun. But we went to one lady's house. Her name was Joanne. Her back wall had like a whole bunch of water damage. So we had to like replace that wall. And when we did, when she came out to see the wall, she like her face just lit up. And she was just so grateful for all that we did for her. And when he asked to pray for her, she like just instantly said yes. And I like really felt God through that whole group of people who helped her at Joanne's house.
Thank you for taking time out to be on that trip, because that I think that moment was something that is very special, the way that she was impacted by that. I'm going to have Stephen speak to that a little bit as well from a father's point of view and just talk about his experience being Jesus' hands and feet.
Yeah, my name is Stephen Tony. I'm Ezra and Calvin's dad, and we did get to go to Pikeville, Kentucky on that mission trip at the end of July. And we had a group of both middle and high school students, guys and girls, and that week was jam-packed with opportunities for our students to be able to make Jesus known to the people that we were there with. And Tyler mentioned a little bit of it, but we did some home repair, construction-type projects, landscaping. We worked at food banks and food pantries and a thrift store, and we were able to do some work even on the church that hosted us and that we stayed at. But Calvin mentioned the lady named Joanne's house that we went to. Jason and I together actually headed up that project. We had to spend two whole days on it. She had no gutters on her house. And so over probably a number of years, water had just come over the back of her house around the window that was there, and everything was rotten. You could touch the window and the whole thing would move. I'd say it was probably pretty close to just completely caving in on the back of her house almost. And so Jason and I and a group of eight or 10 kids or so that we had with us, we had to kind of put our heads together to figure out how we could fix this in a very short amount of time. And it was amazing to see the students that we had with us there. If you had a kid that went on that trip, be very proud of what they did that week, because they all worked and served in a lot of great ways. But at Joanne's house, it was amazing to see these guys and girls that we had with us just jump right into whatever we asked of them. It was a pretty difficult project to kind of figure out how we were going to fix this, how we were going to kind of reframe the wall around this window and secure that back part of her house. And the students we had with us, they were using power tools that I'm pretty sure a lot of them had never touched before. And we were able to teach them how to do that. And by the end of those couple of days that we spent there, we could tell them, hey, I need a 52-inch 2x4 cut, or I need you to take this piece of plywood and cut me a piece that's 2 feet by 3 feet. And we had guys and girls that were able to just take a tape measure and a saw and go do it. And they did it all with joy. That's what the coolest thing to me was, like seeing them serve and make Jesus known by helping people, but doing it with joy. We were kind of in the hills of Eastern Kentucky. A lot of times we had no cell service, which I know can be a big deal for a teenager. But for them to go and do these things and give up a week of their summer and work really hard in the heat of July summer, giving up their time and learning, but also using their abilities to make Jesus known to the people that we encountered was really a blessing to see.
I just want to say thank you again to you all for being willing to share some of your story about God's involvement with your summer months. And I would just dare to say as well, with a lot of you here, you might have your own stories of ways that you've come to know Jesus more over the course of the summer, and even ways that you were able to make Jesus known and be his hands and feet. And before I transition us into our time of the Lord's Supper and we give a short explanation for that, I just want to challenge all of us in the room that the summer may be over, but certainly our opportunities are not. And so as we look to the fall, as we look to the months ahead, what are some opportunities we might have to plug in different ministry areas? If you don't have a way that you're serving, there are certainly many, many opportunities here through Crossroads, and I would dare to say many opportunities just around you in your own neighborhoods and communities as well, ways that you can be Jesus' voice and Jesus' hands and feet in the coming months and have your own stories to share if you don't already. And so thank you for allowing us just to share a piece of our experiences with all of you.